The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Live shows all this week up until the Christmas holiday or happy holidays, whatever the hell, 3 weeks.
Last time you could celebrate Christmas.
Yep. And it comes, that term.
Then it comes off the book.
Then it's just holidays. You just say holidays after that. Because the guy who brought back Christmas will be gone in January.
Actually, we've decided at our house.
What?
That Christmas doesn't have to be on the 25th of December.
A lot of times people do that. Families all over the place, right?
We've arranged to have our winter solstice.
What day is the 25th?
It's a Wednesday? Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday?
Yeah, it's a Friday. Yeah.
So we'll have our winter solstice gift-giving exchange.
You heathen.
A few days before that. So I can hit the road.
Jesus' birthday is the 25th.
And I'll be celebrating Jesus' birthday in somewhere in Montana.
Jesus.
Where somebody sent me a picture. Oh, we have a podcaster. He got a hold of me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Livingston, Montana. And he showed a shot of Big Sky, Montana, which is a resort. I'm watching that show.
It's pretty good, actually.
Where I'm skiing. Mm-hmm. And it was the opening day. Thousands of people at the base.
Have you thought about not doing that now?
Well, I'm going during a weekday, and I'm going to a little less crowded place. But, yeah, I'm not going to go in the middle of a crowd.
Yeah, you should ski Christmas Day. The place will be empty, probably.
I will be skiing Christmas Day.
Okay.
That's the plan.
In honor of Jesus.
Right.
Don't fall.
Yeah, don't fall.
I can fall.
Don't fall hard.
Don't fall hard.
I don't want to fall in the trees or anything. So I'll stay away from the trees.
No ski football or anything.
None of that.
Just don't hit your throat, as long as you can talk.
I got yelled at once for playing ski football.
By the Kennedys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncle Teddy?
Actually, by the ski patrol.
Okay, yeah. Because that's how one of the Kennedys died.
It is. They were playing ski football
right, yeah.
I think he ran into a tree.
Yep.
It's a funny thing about that. The tree usually wins.
Yeah, it does.
I think he held on to the ball.
Ask Sonny Bono.
I think he held on.
I don't know. There's no replay back then.
The pass was complete.
There was no replay then.
But he was down.
Some of the players that had...
Speaking of death, right, there you go.
David Prowse, the old Darth Vader that was actually in the suit.
And I did look that up. It's actually three guys. There was one for the voice, one for the inside the costume, and it was a third guy when they popped the helmet off at the end of that movie.
Got it.
So there were three guys involved with that character.
Oh, so you had the face, the voice, and the body.
And the body, yeah.
I can't remember what the guy's face looked like when they popped the helmet off.
He's all, you know, scarred up.
Oh, that's
guy.
Right. That's right.
He's Luke's dad.
They should have just said James Earl Jones in there.
No.
Anybody went, hey, no. Darth Vader is James Earl Jones.
James Luke Earl was Jones adopted. Was too pretty.
Yeah.
And black.
Yeah.
And that too.
Luke was white, and that was his dad, and so that would have been a tough sell.
Yeah. Well, in the future, anything can happen.
It is the future.
Anything can happen, right?
He is his own father or something.
I love that commercial.
Wait, what?
I am my own father. Wait, what? Apparently he likes ciabatta. He says ciabatta. Everything he eats on that show. His commercials have ciabatta in them.
I can see that.
I like that, yeah.
Other than Lando, I can't think of a lot of black characters in the Star Wars. But I only saw the three.
Well, there's many different creatures, you know.
Yeah, you're right. All right.
So they were diverse in different ways.
Right. Oh yeah,
multi species.
They were multi species, right?
Some blobs.
Yeah.
Even some little people.
Right.
But apparently, it's really difficult to find an original copy of the first Star Wars because it's been modified and remastered and all kinds of things ever since.
Yeah, they added scenes like that back there in that 2001 when they re-released it in the theater.
Yeah. I never saw any reboots, but yeah. I saw the original movie.
Because in the cantina scene, in the original movie.
That was an actual song.
Han Solo just blows the guy away when he's sitting down at his table. Well, in the remodified version, the other guy shoots first.
See, that's been a debate forever.
Right,
who shot first, Greedo or Han?
Right, in the original movie, Han Solo shot him. Yeah. without being shot at.
Just to watch him die?
Yeah, basically. Well, because he was a bad guy.
Got it. I knew he was a bad guy.
Shot him because he deserved to be shot.
But they added a bunch of like CG scenes and stuff, too. There's one in one of the movies, you see Jabba the Hutt walking, talking to Han Solo.
Fake, you know, that old bobcat bitch.
Not
fake,
in the original.
Fake, right, yeah. Fake. There's other things you can see that they've added in the background that's obviously CG that wasn't original.
Got it. Who had him in the Deadpool, Craig?
Some of the 23 players that had David Prowse in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, $50 a butthole, abortion reveal party, ass hat, bass to mouth, Corey's Thursday lot lizards, Craig's biological mother, daycare herpes, Dad Hogan's heroes, Denver donkey fan, farts and leisure, and Fat Flip lives. Just some of the players, some of the 23 players that had David Prowse in our Deadpool. No real change in the Deadpool, at least at the top.
Had a message this morning. Some guy really wanted to hear this for some reason.
Do you mind if I smoke during my abortion?
He said to make his day. I have no idea what your day's like, but there you go, bud.
What happened over your weekend, pal?
He said, please play that. It'll make my day. It was a Facebook message I got.
Yeah, he must have visited the clinic.
Do you mind if I smoke during my abortion?
Do it now.
He was sitting outside waiting, having a smoke.
That crazy bitch on the Supreme Court's going to get rid of those.
Do you mind if I smoke during my abortion?
Oh, no, she won't. Other people will be able to get them no matter what, and then the poor people will die in the alleys. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mink are now testing positive for the COVID-19 in the United States. Millions of mink actually destroyed in Denmark in an effort to halt the spread of the virus. A new report from Oregon confirms that mink on U.S. farms are now testing positive. On Friday, Oregon agriculture officials said several mink and farm workers on a mink farm in that state had tested positive.
The minks should wear masks. Do the farmers get close and cough in the mink's face? Don't minks look like big long ferrets except a flat nose?
Yeah.
Sure.
Pretty much.
I thought they did. I just saw a recent photo of one, or I wouldn't know at all what they look like.
Other mink farms in Utah, Michigan, and Wisconsin have not only seen positive cases in the animals, several thousand mink have died because of the disease.
Can the mink give it to humans if you're too close to a mink?
Not aware of that, but they don't want it to happen. Right. Millions of Danish mink,
over there they just call them
mink. May have to.
Over there they call them minks. I'm sorry, I was slow with that. I was drinking, and Nick's mic was down.
Puss from the background.
Through a mask, too. He walks in with his mask on.
Over there, then. You had to get it in.
Right. He was walking in to turn you on.
Don't you know you're supposed to pull your mask down when you yell at the ref? Spew your COVID breath right
coach,
on him?
That's what our coach does.
I was in the hallway between the doors when I heard the silence of Craig waiting for the comment.
I was drinking, and you were putting...
I was walking, and Todd wasn't going to jump in, so I had to wait.
In Denmark, the mink were getting the COVID, so they had to kill them all, more than 10 million of them so far. Not all of them were buried properly.
Now, they can't pass on it.
Burying the mink last night.
Can they pass that on to humans? Is that where they're killing them?
That's why I asked. No, they're killing each other.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't have that. They are of fears of coronavirus mutation.
It's the mink strain.
Stop sucking face with your mink.
This is one of those out of an abundance of caution thing. We're just going to kill them all.
So they had to kill more than 10 million of them so far. Not all of them in Denmark were buried properly. Some were buried in shallow pits in the wrong kind of soil, and the carcasses are now emerging from the ground.
Well, pet cemetery.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I thought maybe just there was a bunch of Denmark dogs digging them up.
No, they're just emerging from the ground. As the bodies decay, gases can be formed.
Oh, this is freaking me out.
This causes the whole thing to expand a little. In the worst cases, the mink get pushed out of the ground. In one place, the problem is that the sandy soil is too light, so they had to lay a bunch more soil on top of the dead mink.
Bury them deep, boys.
Because they're going to bloat.
That's gross, man.
Yeah. I saw your girl, Minka Kelly, in some movie this weekend. I'm trying to think what I watched.
Oh, I know you watched something. I've seen it, too. Oh, no.
She's in Portland.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Good little independent flick.
I knew you'd like it. I knew you'd like it. I'm glad you did. I love that movie. It's on video on demand. I love the two dudes. The whole movie's cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So realistic, too. I believe it.
Just a good story.
Yeah.
So in Denmark, they discovered that a mutated version of the virus could have jeopardized the effectiveness of future vaccines. So they don't want that. So that's another reason why you kill the mink.
Minks are no good for coats?
Apparently you just can't have them around.
I watched a lot of stories about the vaccine this weekend. They didn't bring anybody to pee on it because Dr. Mina was busy. I'm sorry. I love her.
Hell, just in the last 2 days, I've seen people worried about these things.
Well.
A lot.
I know. But in general, they're looking forward to having it out there.
They're all hopeful.
Yes. But I saw only one guy peeing on it. He really wasn't peeing on it. He was peeing on basically nobody wanting to get it, which is stupid.
Yeah, that's been the concern that I've seen raised by more people. Now the challenge is getting people to get it.
Yeah. As he sips a Red Bull and vodka. I don't know what's in that. I don't know what's in that vaccine. My arm's going to hurt. Give it to me.
I saw the idea floated of paying people to take it.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Andrew Yang I saw.
Yeah.
Who was floating that idea.
Yeah.
Pay people to get the vaccine.
That would get those people that don't want to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like $1,000 or something like
Whatever.
That.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them $20.
Little incentive check.
Here's $20.
Right.
Get a shot.
100 for sure. People would be getting in line for that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And we'll throw in a six pack.
Right there at the CVS.
Yeah. Right.
Here's $20 and a six pack at the CVS.
Of your choice.
Yeah.
That would incentivize them.
Whatever's at CVS.
Just a mountain of six packs and a whole bunch of little vials.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on in.
Grab a six pack on the way out.
You'd have dudes go from refusing to get it to getting like six of them.
I got two cases.
Oh,
are you worried about six vaccines?
I'm super immune.
We don't even know what's in it.
That's a good idea. To get people to comply.
Right.
Well, it would be guaranteed to increase the number.
The number I keep hearing is 60-40. 60 will get it, 40 say they won't. Well, the 40, I mean, the anti-vaxxers are probably about 10% of that, so 30% are just being idiots. Because they get vaccines for everything else. They get flu shots, probably. They get measles. By the way, measles went through the roof last year, I saw, because of the anti-vaxxers.
We're screwed. Right.
This a tribal thing?
I don't know, because everything seems to be tribal now. But there are a group of anti-vaxxers that are on the far right and far left. So that group, I take them separately. You see, the far right, the government's not control me. Far left, I'm chewing my food for my kids, you know.
Yeah.
So those
and
two.
And Todd.
Yeah, there's anti-vaxxers on the far right and the far left. Most of us are in the middle for vaccines, by far. But then I think there's a tribal thing. You're right, Todd. There probably is. But once again, Dr. Mina's even said, and I've heard other doctors say this too, one of the questions is, it might just keep you from dying. That's why you want it.
Yeah.
I mean, the one guy was saying, the guy peeing a little bit yesterday on the news, CBS Sunday Morning, he was only peeing a little bit about, you still got to wear a mask for a while. And that's true, because there won't be any herd immunity until we get over 70%.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
Right.
You still have to wear a mask, but once again, if you are safe from dying, That's a lot. It's a big load off your brain there.
Plus, if everybody gets the vaccine, then we can go to concerts.
Yes.
And we can go to sporting events.
Right.
And then we can go to the bar.
Yeah, the people, the bitch, and that shouldn't be tribal because we all like all those. Right wingers and left wingers love sports and football and music.
The theater, restaurants.
Thank you. Yeah.
Airplanes.
Right.
Right. I'm glad we're finally going to get the approach. The first thing we should do is close down the virus.
Right. Yeah, but that's still until January 20th.
I know. Can't happen soon enough.
America cries out for leadership as pandemic numbers soar. It's a headline I read this morning.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen for a while.
The president fired off delusional new claims to bolster his fantasy that the election was stolen, all while America continues to reckon with a worsening virus. And that's a fact. And go to your conspiracy sites, go to Parler, whatever, but that's a fact right there. They're not doing anything right now.
I prefer Diaper Don as opposed to the president.
I do like Diaper Don.
Because that hashtag is trending, and he's pissed about it.
Well, because really he does wear one. That Celebrity Apprentice guy just rips him
off. Oh, no, that's a fake Twitter trend. That's what I saw.
I don't care who wears a diaper.
That fake stuff about Twitter, that trend, that's fake about me wearing a diaper.
All right. We spun around there somehow. Love you, Doc.
Isn't that going to be approved by the FDA soon?
Yeah, a couple planes landed yesterday with one of the vaccines in the United States. The only good thing stories I am seeing is they were continuing to make these virus. One of those stories yesterday, one of the particular vaccines they've been making for about a month now, knowing it might be approved. And they're just chugging them out,
I think most of the makers have been doing that.
It's going to take tens of millions. They're going to need the refrigerated one needs some extra freezers. They've been making those freezers in some of these places for at least 6 months. Some of them have been. Rural hospitals might have a little trouble because of the freezer situation.
I want to go swipe one.
Right. Yep.
Just like that everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah, you're right. You're
right. Just put one in your pocket.
Exactly like that. Right, yeah, you own it. Yeah.
Wasn't there one of them?
Great analogy, though. The everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah. The one that has to be shipped really cold.
Yeah, there's one out of the three has to be shipped
really
cold.
Right, just the packaging itself was several $100s.
Yeah, that was. But they're going, you know.
I mean, I get vegetables.
Once again, that
in
should
the
not
mail.
Be tribal. Jesus.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd all be on the same page about this one.
Well, maybe in January. Well, we won't be. There'll still be some idiots out there. But
no, there will be the defiant ones.
Yeah, they're still going to, no matter what happens with this, there's still going to be a bunch of flat earthers and dumbasses.
Oh, yeah, no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah, they've just gone to a different social media platform.
Right. Yeah, good.
Yeah, but they're still out there. I just don't have to interact with them.
Neither do I.
Or see what they post. It's nice.
Are there a lot of people signing up for that?
For what, Parler?
Yeah.
I don't know.
From what I understand,
I don't know.
They need their echo chamber.
Yeah.
They don't need someone to fact check their fake news.
No. It's pronounced safe space.
Yeah.
Oh.
They need a safe space.
They do.
They do.
That almost sounds like your snowflakes.
Feelings. Screw your feelings.
Almost? No, they are snowflakes, Nick. That's total snowflake behavior.
It's like bitching if somebody's clapping during a play.
I couldn't believe that.
Oscar fan Nick, screw you douchebag.
The only entertaining thing about it now is what's the excuse going to be? And it's clapping?
Clapping.
That's how you sail a snap four feet above the quarterback's head?
Yep, that's how.
What would they do if the stadium was full? Normally there's a ton of people there
yelling
who happen
the whole
to
time.
Be clapping.
Yes, and yelling the whole time. Yeah.
Whatever. It's unreal.
In general, everybody just hammered that stupid excuse. Even guys like you,
but
Husker fans did.
You know, if you're asking the mommies to write letters so you can play football,
careful
what you wish for.
Right.
Probably would have been a better idea just to sit it out.
Yep.
But you got your wish.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing back Big Ten football.
I will say it was funny to me. I think it was at halftime of that game. You know, they cut back to the studio show.
We're talking about Huskers in Iowa.
Yeah. And it was. I forget. It's Urban Meyer and Brady Quinn, and they're talking about how, you know, Ohio State is now at the point where if they lose another game,
Indiana might actually get in the playoff.
They'll be ineligible for the Big Ten championship.
But still,
well, now the discussion turned. Well, we should probably look at those rules again.
Oh, you knew they would do that.
Yeah. As soon as Ohio State gets to the point where, if they lose another game, they're out.
Yeah, all of college football.
No, the Big Ten wants their best team represented if there is a college football playoff.
Well, this is just for the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, they can still make the playoffs.
Yeah, if they play less than six games, the Big Ten's rule is that they can't be eligible for the Big Ten championship.
Right.
So, but now, and Brady, I think it was Brady Quinn, was like, well, maybe they need to go back and relook at that again. Oh, of course. Now that Ohio State's in jeopardy, well, maybe we should revise that.
Did you see Indiana's uniforms? Weren't they great, man?
Yeah, that was cool.
All camo with the red helmet and the red socks.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was cool.
Did you catch any of the Oregon State game?
Yes, that was a great looking color scheme too. All orange and all yellow.
And it actually worked out well because of all the fog and mist. It helped you actually be able to see the game.
Yeah.
I was watching.
That was a highlighter. Went crazy in that game. Yeah.
And then I watched a movie and turned on the game later. It looked like the fog had lifted later in the game.
The Beavers won that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beaver, yes.
Now the Pac-12 has a deal where you can find another opponent. Like Arizona State was supposed to play Utah this weekend, and Utah ended up playing somebody else, Washington.
Yeah. And Colorado ended up playing somebody too.
San Diego State.
San Diego State. That's not a state, by the way.
So you can find another opponent in the Pac-12.
Right. It's just college football is a complete joke right now.
Oh, Arizona State's so full of COVID.
Right.
Three games they've had canceled now.
Chicks kicking off. Next thing you know, cats are sleeping with dogs.
I did, however, Todd, see this weekend somebody call.
By the way, we think the chick kicking off is a cool story, by the way.
It is cool.
That was a joke. I'm portraying an a-hole on Facebook.
I think they should have let her kick it.
Well, she did kick it.
Well,
right.
the first kick was like one of those squid kicks or whatever.
She pooched it. Yeah, it was a pooch kick.
So if somebody's watching that who doesn't know anything about football, it's going to look like she has no idea what she's doing.
I thought that too, Nick. Somebody's going to think, well, she missed it. No, that was
intentional.
That was a good pooch.
That was her instructions.
Good pooch.
But no, Todd, I did see that they said Arizona State, the class of the Pac-12 basketball.
Oh.
So you got that going for you.
You might have something. Todd could have something.
Yeah. Is that going to happen?
They're playing basketball.
They're playing.
No, I watched Kansas this weekend.
It might end up getting paused.
I watched my Jayhawks.
While.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not too confident about college basketball.
Well, they're playing it now.
Well, they play games so close together. If somebody gets sick and they got to set up.
I understand that. It's less people to control. They're not playing in front of fans. I saw minimal fans in that because it was in Florida, the Fort Myers tournament where Kansas was. They were up top, and it was a small gym, and they were kind of separated, but not many were there.
I think they'll get a season in. It might end later than normal.
Right, right.
It'll be June Madness.
You're right. It's probably easier to keep a handle on it just because fewer players. Right.
That's true. That's true too. Smaller group of people.
Oh, Nick snapped it. Way over my head.
There it goes.
Way over my head. Iowa fans, congratulations. Screw you, Nick. That's what Iowa fans
are saying.
Six in a row, Iowa, yeah. Right. But it's not a rivalry.
The other team has to win every once in a while for it to be a rivalry.
Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.